New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. The holidays are already here. Although somehow I'm still stuck in September. Like, I'm wondering, why is there snow on the ground? Why is it cold? I can't quite get my mind around the fact that we've already had Thanksgiving and now Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, they're all just around the corner. Well, we have got the fantastic Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, back with us. He's a regular here. We're going to be talking about top 10 holiday energy and sleep tips. Dr. T, welcome back.
Great to be with you guys, as always. And a nice gift for the holidays. We're going to be able to have your cake and eat it, too. So we're going to teach you how to
like
enjoy
that.
Your guilty pleasures with no guilt.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good to me. And that actually is number one. So let's talk a little bit about that. You can have your cake and eat it, too. What do we need to keep in mind?
Well, it's important to know that 85% of the pleasure comes from the first two bites of a dessert that you have. And then your taste buds are saturated. And at that point, you can just keep shoveling it in. But you notice it doesn't really add much. You're just doing it out of habit. And the main problem that people have is they get guilty when they have, if there's chocolate cake to die for example. And you just, if you could see me, my tongue would be rolling out of my mouth right now, going, I'm so slick, because I'm a bit of a chocoholic, too. But if you get that, what most people do is they shovel it in, and then they feel so guilty that they don't even taste it. And then they realize they haven't tasted it,
and
now they shovel more in. And, there's no fun. And then the whole thing's gone. You've packed on the pounds and all the problems. So here's a tip. When you're at after holiday dinner or just in general and you're seeing all these yummy desserts, take a small plate, take a small portion of your favorite ones, walk away from the serving dish. You'll be amazed. Now, if you try to get away from the magnet of that dessert table, it's like the Earth's gravity and you can't escape it. But if you have it on your plate, you can walk anywhere in the world with it. And then so walk away from the main serving and then savor it with no guilt, just pure pleasure. Mm. And then if you want second, the simple rule, 15 minutes later, you can go back and get more. But by 15 minutes, your stomach's going to send a message to your brain saying, we're good. So this way, you have your cake and you eat it too. You don't have all the downside. You get all the pleasure. It's easy.
Oh, I like that. Well, speaking of chocolate, go ahead, mm-hmm. Dr. Teitelbaum.
Yeah, and this is our second holiday gift to you. Speaking of chocolate. chocolate.
I can always speak of chocolate.
Exactly.
I can have chocolate.
Mother tongue. Yeah. And here's the funny thing. Chocolate, I mean, we think about it as, this horrible thing, but oh my God, no. It's a plant. It comes from beans. It's chock full of healthy polyphenols and antioxidants and good things for you. In fact, the studies suggest that eating a little bit of chocolate each day is associated with being 20 times more likely to prevent you having a heart attack death than taking cholesterol medication. Wow. And it
tastes
so much better for you. And it's healthier for you. So, there's simple things. But, again, go for quality, not quantity, because it's high cal. So, so enjoy it, but take the time. Savor it with no guilt. Don't shovel it into your mouth.
And you want to make sure it's dark chocolate, right, Dr. T?
Well, here's the funny thing. Dark chocolate is a little higher in some of the polyphenols and other good things for you. But in the heart attack study, it didn't really matter whether it was dark or light chocolate. So most of the benefit comes from chocolate, period. So here's the thing. And it's funny. I lecture, and sometimes I'll be in health food stores, too. And they'll have these things like, here's these chocolates, buy this, and we'll donate a penny to the baby seals, for each one you buy. And I taste it on the gag, and I tell them, throw that away. Here's $1 for the baby seals. Get some good-tasting stuff for people. So go with the stuff that tastes the best to you.
That is so funny. Now, number three, you mentioned some sugar-free chocolates. I'm actually a fan of, I think it's called Lily. And they use xylitol and stevia, and it's really good. I can't eat too much because it can give you stomach ache if you eat too much xylitol. But if I just eat a little bit, it's really nice.
It is. That's another really good one. It's the Lily's. And a stevia. They have one with stevia, so it won't give you the runs if you eat too much. That's another healthy tip. But also, I'll tend to have the Russell Stover. which you can get anywhere. It's just available, and they have a really good quality. It tastes good, and it's a sugar-free chocolate. So that's one way to get it in a way that's easy and tastes good. But I'll tell you, in the movie Harry Met Sally, when they're in the restaurant, and he said, there's no way you can fake an orgasm. She said,
oh, yeah.
And he's sitting there, and all of a sudden, at the end of when she finishes it, these two older women at the other lady's table were looking at her and told the waitress, I'll have what she's having. Well, yeah. I think what she was having was the Abdullah chocolates. You can get them online, abdullahcandies.com. Mm. Go for the sugar-free page. Have them at room temperature. Just eat one. It's plenty. It'll let it melt in your mouth, and you will find you feel great. It tastes really, really good. It's one of those kind of moments. So there's all kind of really good ones, and you can get some sugar-free ones. And this way you don't get the sugar, and you have the pleasure.
I've never heard of that, Andrea. Have you heard of Abdullah chocolates? Because I definitely want to try them.
No, but I've heard of doulas, like, you know, midwives who have doulas who help them. No, but I've never heard of doulas chocolate.
That's good. This is Abdullah. I'm definitely going to try them. The next
Abdullah,
one, number four.
Got it. Okay.
Abdullah.
Got it.
Stay away from stay away from energy loan sharks. Sugar-free
page.
I'm going to be doing that.
A lot of us get tired. And what happens is we reach for sugary drinks, and that's just an energy loan shark. So avoid the high calf. I mean, it's okay to have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and stuff, but don't go with the big sodas and even the fruit juices. They're just too much loaded with sugar. They'll take away twice as much energy as they'll give you. They're basically loan sharks for energy. So that's, you know, what happens when you go to loan sharks. Not a good idea. But there are alternatives. And here's another holiday trick. Get, and this is for year-round, instead of energy loan sharks, get healthy energy drinks. What I take each morning, and it's worth if people track this down, there's a vitamin powder called the Energy Revitalization System. You can get it at most health food stores. You can get it at endfatigue.com. And you can also get Shine Ribose, R-I-B-O-S-E. Do one scoop of each morning, add 30 seconds, add water, stir for 30 seconds, or for 5 seconds, actually. It'll be the best 30 seconds you spend all day for energy. Try it. This is what I do each morning. I just came back. If you look at my travel schedule, for the 6 week period, it'll be twice flying from Hawaii to Berlin, Las Vegas, Brazil, you know, because I lecture all over the world. Then I'll be in DC. So I'll be twice around the globe in 6 weeks. If you look at where one of the reasons I have such high energy is because, I take the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder and one scoop of ribose each morning. It's simple, healthy energy. So it actually puts gas in your gas tank instead of just cranking on the gas pedal when you're running on fumes on empty. So you do that, you're going to get optimized nutritional support made really easy and cheap. And again, easy to find. Most health food stores will have it. And like I said, there are two studies we did with ribose showing that it increased energy an average of 61% after 3 weeks. So picture what 61% more energy would feel like.
That would be
and
nice.
I'll tell you, it feels great. Having all the energy you want without feeling anxious or hyper, outstanding. And it's easy. So you just got those kind of things. And meanwhile, the magnesium in the vitamin powder helps make sure that you're able to handle blood sugar properly. One out of two people in America are scheduled to get diabetes, and it used to be very, very rare because we get too much sugar, not enough fiber, not enough magnesium. So meanwhile, the vitamin powder gets you covered there so you don't have to go down that path. It's simple, simple things make all the difference in the world. And for those of you who have fatigue, let me give you one more tip. At the endfatigue.com website, you'll see a free energy analysis program. It's a 10-minute quiz. Do the quiz, and it'll tell you exactly what you need to do to optimize your energy, because it's different from person to person.
Well, you know, I just want to mention, I looked up that chocolate, and it's actually spelled A-B-D-A-L-L-A-H, And if you go to AbdallahCandies.com, and turns out they're a fourth generation family owned business, which is pretty cool.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Yep.
And go to the Sugar Free page.
Okay.
Seriously.
Oh, I will.
They taste awesome. And it's just, you know, pleasure. Here's the thing, guys. Pleasure is good for you. And we grew up in the United States. And the United States was founded by Puritans. You know, you look in Australia, they call it the, you know, they have a shame about it, founded by criminals and stuff. And I find Australians much more fun to be around a lot of times when I travel. But Americans were founded by Puritans. They're people who have the feeling that if anything gives you pleasure, it's the devil and you're going to go to hell. It's like, oh, my God, no wonder they chased them out of England to get on the boats and go across the ocean and they're going to kill you, you know? And yeah. It's time to get over it. It's been 500 years now. And, yes, there are probably nice people, but, no, pleasure is good. It's not going to send you to hell if you enjoy things. I mean, what kind of a host? Imagine a God that would make a planet that everything pleasurable meant you go to hell if you take it. What a perverse bastard that would be. I can't imagine that he or she is like that. No way. Pleasure is good. Enjoy it, guys.
I agree. And if you want to enjoy even more pleasure, you got to get proper sleep. Now, you know, this is my drum that I am beating yet again. I swear my sleep schedule is my religion. It's so important to me. And that is something you talk about as well. Number 7, make time for sleep by entering it in your appointment scheduler.
I love that.
And you may say, where am I going to find time for sleep? My life is so busy. So let me give you a great place to start. You know the so-called evening news, which is not the news. It's a dramatization of all the bad news they can find or make up on the planet based on their perspective. And if you think it's reality, switch between the 5 different main networks, and you'll think that they're reporting on from 5 different planets. It's all make-believe. It's made up. It's nonsense. And if it was fun and entertaining, that would be great. But most of us find it's gritting our teeth, and it makes us sick, and it's just not healthy. It's become to the point where the best thing you can do is turn it off. So take the time that you spend watching that stuff. Watch it as long as it feels good. Maybe that's about 25 seconds, and then click off, and take that time and use it for sleep. The average night's sleep until 130 years ago, average, was 9 hours a night. We're now down to 6 3/4. That's a 30% pay cut for our body as far as restoration, regeneration, and staying young is concerned. So if you get your sleep, you're less likely to gain weight. You're going to have less pain, be more comfortable. You're going to look younger, and you're going to feel better. So aim, you know, if you feel best with 9 hours a night, that's what I get each night. And you will find yourself so much healthier. Let me give a couple of sleep herbals for those who have trouble sleeping. One is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. Awesome. Another one is called Terrific Z's. Terrific is ZZZZ. And an interesting one, if you have anxiety or trouble sleeping, there's a product called, an herb called Anxio Calm, A-N-X-I-O-C-A-L-M. Awesome. As effective as Valium medications for anxiety. After 3 weeks, it increases. And I take one myself for sleep. It's just really, really good. So simple things you can do without hangover or drug side effects.
Oh, that is nice to know. Now, so that was 9, is going into the sleep. 8 is going back, is cut out things you don't enjoy, the stuff that doesn't make you feel good.
And I'm sorry, talking about, start to say no to things that feel bad and yes to things that feel good. You'll find that your brain is feeding you the programming you had as a child of what you should do to be a good boy or girl. And, you know, but it has no idea who you are. Your feelings know what's authentic to you. So when people come up and say, oh, could you be the chairwoman of the committee to waste everybody's time, you know, or whatever the different things people ask, and your gut is going, run, run, and your brain is going, well, if I don't do it, who's going to do it? Somebody's going to do it. Your gut is screaming, no, and your mouth is going, yes. That's a good recipe for getting chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, not to mention day-to-day fatigue. And, you know, you learn to say no to things that feel bad. For no other reason than because they feel bad, so they're not authentic to you. If something doesn't feel good, I've learned to trust my instincts. And as a doctor, I'm recommending to you that you say no to things that feel bad. This way, when the energy vampires come up to you trying to suck you dry with this stuff, you can say, "Well, the doctor said I had to say no, or he said it'd be my neck." you know, and the state can blame it on me. It's an authority figure. And this way, if they try to guilt you into it, but you've got to do it. If not, you and he said, but my doctor, the doctor said, no, are you trying to tell me I shouldn't listen to my doctor? And I'm like, oh, stop, go away, and they'll find somebody else to leech off of. If it feels bad, say no.
I love that. And number 10, because we have a few minutes left, is avoid energy energy vampires. Energy vampires, because I was thinking of the letter D, because they drain your energy.
And this is worth saying no to twice, learning saying no to things that feel bad. So you'll have these people who, you know how some friends come by, and what if they come by, you feel from having been there. And you have some that basically will come, and first they'll put their hooks in you. It's like, oh, I don't know what I'd do without you. I couldn't live without you. Hook going in, hook going in. You know, and then they throw up all the emotional toxic waste on you. And then they suck you dry and they leave. And, you know, the way you tell is that you feel worse when they left than before they came. So if you have people in your life, that's just a regular story. That anytime you're feeling better, it's like a emotional toxic waste dump neon sign goes on over your head and these people come by. And then you feel stuck dry. As soon as you see them coming and they start launching into, you know, you'll see them put their hooks in. You know, why they can't, you know, buddy up, whatever it happens to be. And then you'll see them start to dump on you. And then at that point, it's like, no. And they'll have this shocked look like, this, the toxic waste dump just said no. You know, no. And no is a wonderful word. It's a complete sentence. It's very versatile. It can be done gently. No, I'm sorry, I can't. Versus like, no. Or... there's a great T-shirt that said, "What part of no didn't you understand?"
Yeah.
And the only reason, I'm going to reiterate and repeat myself here because it's worthwhile. The only reason you need to say no is because something feels bad to you. It's just basic common sense, basic authenticity. If something feels bad to you and you say yes to it, you're not being authentic to yourself, and it will come back and bite you.
That is true. Dr. Teitelbaum, you always give us such great information. Again, I just want to go over these top 10 in the last minute or so, the top 10 holiday energy sleep tips. You can have your cake and eat it too. Just have a few bites and give your body time to recognize that you had enough. Chocolate is health food, but again, it's quality, not quantity. Look for some good sugar-free chocolates. Check out Abdallah. Stay away from energy loan sharks. Get some D-ribose and check out Dr. T's website for the energy revitalization system. And there's a bunch more great stuff. You can go back and listen. I also want to thank Barleans. Oh, before we go, Dr. T, our sponsor is Barleans. And I have to say, their swirl, their omega fish oil swirl is insane. It's like key lime, and they've got a peach mango, and it's so good. And they use xylitol, and I'm a huge xylitol fan. Dr. T, last word from you before we wrap up.
One last Christmas present. If you're developing diabetes, it is reversible. So optimize healthy sugar. I recommend an herb called Sue Contrell D. You can find it and it'll lower the blood sugar. Diabetes is optional. Stay tuned. We'll do another show in the future. And Andrea, on diabetes. How's that?
Oh, we definitely will. All right, Dr. T, in the meantime, tell us all the ways we can find you online.
I recommend the app, if you have an iPhone or Android, Cures A to Z. So Cures, capital A-C. It's a free health app from Acme Disaster. I'll tell you what to do. And then the endfatigue.com. Do the free energy analysis program. And follow the directions, you will find yourself feeling outstanding.
Oh, that is wonderful. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Again, be sure to check out Barleans and be sure to check out Dr. T. I hope everyone has a great day. You can follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. You can also follow me on Instagram at It's Your Health. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for listening and stay well.